Hey, Bold Sidebar listeners. Today we're going to try something a little different. Hang in here. This will be a very, very short podcast. No guest, just my melodious voice. I recommend playing this on at least 1.5 speed. I'm going to call this your 100-year impact. Why do I love practicing divorce and family law? It is a question that I am often asked. It used to be a question I asked myself. It's so emotional. Why involve yourself? It is so hard to scale. These things could drive me and anyone else crazy. I never came to a satisfying and concise conclusion. Rather, a process of elimination has brought me and our firm to the conclusion, simply, don't do things you don't like. You don't like that, don't do it. You're frustrated with this, don't do it. You're competent, but not world class. Don't do it. You get the idea. Divorce and family matters. The law matters. The impact on the people matters. And it tends to matter forever. Generations will know if their ancestors divorced, remarried, never married, had children, children out of wedlock. They will certainly know if you left them some money, land, or a multi-generational business. It matters. We, the lawyer, will be long forgotten, but the impacted family will not forget the divorce, the emotional impact. Did the family stay together? Did the family break apart? A divorce colored by ferocious bitterness may break the family tree beyond repair. A wise divorce, marked by integrity, may show some scars, but the trunk will thicken and let generations move on in freedom. What we as lawyers do matters. In 1 year, in 3 years, and in 100 years. I suppose that is why I get such a charge out of my practice. We are told to be happy. We must find our why. It cannot be found in the abstract. You cannot think your way to your why. Listen to your gut, practice your craft, and your why will appear. And you will get a ton of energy, fulfillment, and 100-year impact. Thanks for listening to this quickie edition. We'll be back with the long-form interviews next time.